In Northwest News from KPLU, later this week, volunteers will fan out across King, Snohomish, and Pierce counties to try to tally all of the people without a home. More from KPLU's Ashley Gross.
Every year, counties are required to do a count of homeless people at the end of January. King County's one-night count has been going on for 35 years before counties were even required by the state and federal governments to keep track of the numbers. Allison Eisinger of the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness says 1,000 volunteers show up to do the count. She says they're often surprised by what they find. Eisinger remembers one volunteer who thought she already had a good understanding of the issue of homelessness.
But she was surprised at how emotionally devastating it was for her to realize that there were families in their vehicles parked in the parking lot of the place where she does her family's grocery shopping every day.
Eisinger says volunteers have found people who have planted gardens around their campsites or even constructed small makeshift houses. Some people are found sleeping in hammocks or tree houses. Last year, more than 3,100 people in King County were found with no shelter during the three-hour period in the middle of the night. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says he expects the numbers this year to be even higher. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.